I know you. I know just who you are and exactly what you're about. Your weakness, this particular fetish of yours, how base, how utterly debauched. Well, all the better to control you with, my dear. Let your mind unwind. I just want to talk to you about who you are and what you love. As you step back from the waking world and tune in to the sound of my voice, you must admit, everything I'm going to say is quite true. You are a pervert and a voyeur. One with an intense fetish for the female ass. You absolutely adore looking at the asses of beautiful girls. Not to mention their tits, their ample cleavage. These girls, strangers at first, never stay strangers for too long, because soon they become the stars of your erotic fantasies. Memories of their voluptuous bodies crowd your mental field as you masturbate furiously. And not just by grabbing your dick. Oh no. You are, as previously discussed, a pervert. After all, your obsession with ass doesn't stop at the girls. You're obsessed with your own ass and how good a big dildo feels deep inside it as you ride. As it hits your prostate just right, you allow your mind to fill with thoughts and images of those lovely girls, big, round tits, full, fat asses. Part of you must know they wouldn't like it if they knew. They wouldn't appreciate a nasty little pervert freak like yourself thinking about them and their gorgeous bodies. If they had any clue at all what you were up to, they would punish you brutally and in a hurry. They would humiliate you. They would call you names till you have sick and ugly and pathetic and perverted you were as you stuffed your tight little asshole to completion. If you got that far, your weak cock and brittle balls absolutely adore the humiliation, which would make you come instantly The moment they started pointing and laughing, it would be all over for you. Done. Finished. Premature. That would make them laugh even harder. Because not only are you disgusting and perverted, you're a weak little sissy boy who can't even hold his own load. That would only spur you onward. The next time you found yourself at the beach. The beach is rife with babes. Hot, beautiful chicks parading their perfect, tanned, oily asses in colorful whale tail thongs. Thongs of all shapes and colors. Black, yellow, blue, ruched thongs, braided thongs, an absolutely colorful and delightful parade, like candy for your pervert voyeur eyes. They drive you absolutely insane. And as recompense for your perversions, I am going to drive you insane too. You've always had a special affinity for the oh-so-hot whale tail thong. But you ain't seen nothing yet. From now on, your thirst for asses and thongs is ramped up to 11. Exploited to the point where you can't take it anymore. Like some sort of perverted robot gone haywire. The next time you see one, the sight will sizzle all your senses, causing your cock and balls to fill up immediately and triggering a fast twitch orgasm that you can't delay or stop. What really drives you insane is the anticipation of seeing one of these beautiful girls bend over. You know that it's going to happen. Their sexy bodies are so active, always moving around, teasing and tantalizing you. It's only a matter of time before she assumes a position that you and your malfunctioning dick and balls can't possibly take. She's going to bend over, showing you a full moon, ass cheeks bared, pussy lips pressing, imprinting deeply on the fabric of her whale tail. That's when all hell really breaks loose. A massive, spontaneous orgasm that follows your balls getting full and blue within seconds, forcing you to come instantly right there in your pants, spurting load after load of sperm with no control whatsoever. It's coming out of you so hard and fast. It's like you're pissing cum unloading wad after wad after wad until you're completely spent. It feels so fucking good. You can't possibly stop it. And yet, part of you, that tiny sliver of you that can still exercise logic and reason, is absolutely mortified. How humiliating would it be if she turned around and saw you? If she saw what a pathetic jerk, what a weak, voyeuristic weasel you were, coming in your shorts at the sight of her and her barely covered ass. In some ways, you're terrified that that will happen. And in other ways, you wish it would. Just seeing a girl in a whale tail thong sunbathing herself is enough to prime the pump. You try not to stare as she puts an impeccable tan on her fat, golden, oily ass. But at the same time, you can feel your cock and balls gearing up for a weapons-grade climax. You feel absolutely fit to burst. As the sight of the girl is just too gorgeous, just too much for your body to bear, you can't keep staring. You know it's not right. But at the same time, you can't look away. The consequence, again, is humiliation. You stare for 1 second too long, and before you know it, you're making a mess in your shorts. A mess that everyone, including her, can see. She and her friends laugh at you, berating you. Perverted voyeur, humiliated yet again. Was it worth it? Absolutely. You'll probably never be allowed back at that beach again, but you'll always have the memories. There's no reason that the whale tail girls can't still be front and center of your dirtiest sexual fantasies. And besides, there's always other beaches with plenty more asses and plenty more whale tail thongs. How wonderful, terrifying, and exciting it is to have your cock and balls on a hair trigger for the all-powerful ass and its best adornment, the whale tail. You can't help a spontaneous, intense ejaculation at the sight. It rolls you over like a freight train. And you wouldn't have it any other way. Now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take out your cock and start stroking it for me. Just like that. Very good boy. Nice, easy strokes. And as you do, I want you to relax your mind and picture this. Imagine you're in close proximity to an absolutely gorgeous girl. A real stunner. She's gorgeous, with exactly the type of face and body that you and your cock love. She's wearing the tightest jeans that show off her ass just perfectly. Suddenly, she drops something. She's forced to bend down, to bend completely over, right in front of you, in order to pick it up. The fates, it seems, have favored you. You can't look away. Her cheeks are about to be spread right in front of you. It seems more than you could possibly have hoped for. But lo and behold, there is more. Because she's not wearing regular panties under those jeans. She is wearing a thong, and it pops up as soon as she's bent all the way down. Thanks to the hypnosis you've just received, your cock and balls know exactly what to do. A spontaneous orgasm erupts from you, and you start shooting like a fucking geyser. There's no way you can hide it. You're doubled over in pleasure, moaning so much and leaking so much sperm that it's visible at the front of your pants. You can't seem to stop shaking and spurting, unleashing load after load of wet, sticky cum. Turns out, her friends were watching. And once they realize what's happened to you, they begin laughing hysterically. To your horror and great shame, they pull out their phones, snapping pictures of your reddened face and stained pants as you desperately try to hide a barely flagging erection. Hear their laughter. Hear the clicks of their camera as you race towards orgasm. I'm giving you 1 minute to come. And once you do, you will forget most of the contents of this file and resume your day as normal. You'll barely remember this session took place until the next time you're at the beach and within eyeshot of a super hot whale tail. Ready? 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,